Hello from HumanWare. Thank you for joining me for this audio introduction to the Victor Reader Stratus, the CD-based DAISY and MP3 player from HumanWare. The model that I will be describing is the Stratus 12M, M referring to its multimedia capability, and 12 referring to the 12-key telephone-style number pad that makes up the interface. The Victor Reader Stratus is a multimedia player supporting CD and data DVDs, as well as an SD card slot and a USB port for external flash media, such as USB thumb drives. It also has built-in text-to-speech capability from Acapella. With this multimedia support, you can play recorded DAISY books, text-only DAISY books, MP3 commercial books and music, audio CDs, and computer documents such as text and HTML using the built-in text-to-speech from Acapella. Let me begin with a physical description of the Victor Reader Stratus. The unit is approximately 22 centimeters square and 4.8 centimeters thick, or approximately 8.5 inches square and 1.9 inches thick. It weighs 0.95 kilo, or about 2.1 pounds. I have the player sitting in front of me on my desktop, and the edge facing me has a CD insertion slot. When I insert a CD or DVD into the unit, I push it in about halfway into this slot, and a motorized mechanism will gently slide it into the unit. The left edge of the player is mostly comprised of the carrying handle. The handle does not fold or slide. It is molded to the unit and is very sturdy and easy to hold. On the back edge of the unit, we have the connector jack for the AC power adapter. The unit can be played on AC power or from its rechargeable battery, and whenever it's connected to AC power, it will recharge the battery. On the right side of the unit, from back to front, we have the SD card slot, the USB port, and the stereo headphone jack. If I turn the unit over, there is a removable battery that takes about 4 hours to recharge and provides 10 hours of playback time. The battery is easily removed by sliding two opposing finger latches and then lifting it out of the unit. The front face of the player is dark gray in color, almost black, and the keys are light gray, so there is excellent visual contrast. On the top left corner of the front face, we find the built-in speaker. It is capable of producing very large volume and has an excellent range of audio tone. To the right of the speaker, we have three pairs of buttons. The left pair is the audio tone up and down control, the middle pair is the volume up and down control, and the right pair is the variable speed playback control. The top and bottom of each control is shaped as an upward and downward pointing triangle. The volume control, which is significantly larger than the other two, is further identified by a raised embossed edge, so you can easily tell whether you're pressing the up or down volume control. Below these controls, in the center of the player, we have the 12-key telephone-style number pad. This is the main heart and center of navigation on the Victor Stratus, and we'll come back to it later. To the left of the number pad are three keys, and from top to bottom, these are the go-to key, the bookmark key, and the CD eject key. To the right of the number pad is the power on and off button. You press and hold this button to turn the unit on or off. Below the number pad in the center, we have a crescent-shaped key, the shape of a backwards letter C. This is the time and date key as well as the sleep timer key. The first press announces the time and date, and subsequent presses will set an auto shut-off sleep timer of 15 minutes, 30, 45, and 60 minutes. Below the sleep key, in the center of the bottom, we have the play stop key, and it has a concave shape to it, so you can easily tell when you're touching this key. To its left, we have the rewind key, and the left edge of this key is embossed, and to the right of the play stop, we have the fast forward, and the right edge of this key is embossed. Let's demonstrate the benefits of playing a DAISY book with the Victor Reader Stratus. The DAISY book I'm going to demonstrate is entitled Clee Wick, and it's the biography of Emily Carr, a famous Canadian painter. I'll press the play key and start the book playing.
Clee Wick by Emily Carr. Epigraph. Father sat at the table with the fat family Bible open at the page on which the names of his 7 other children were written.
I haven't got the unit plugged to a recording device, so what you're hearing is the actual speaker. There is a very pronounced tone control on the Victor Reader Stratus to allow for people with hearing difficulties to have a wide range of choices on the tone setting.
Ours, Richard and Emily, which as well as being ours...
Now I'm going to raise the tone.
Others. The covers of the Bible banged, shutting us all in. The Bible says that I was born on the...
And I will now lower the tone.
1871. Emily Carr, growing pains.
This beep tells us it's normal tone. I'm going to lower
the
tone now.
Is exactly the same in her writing as in her pictures. It is the art of eliminating all but the essentials. The essentials for her.
And now I'll return to the normal setting.
Which contribute to her impression. And then setting these down in the starkest, most compressed form.
You can see the wide range of tone control. Now I'll raise the playback speed.
The things around her as other people saw them. The camera and the phonograph could do that. It was not work for the artist. What she wanted was to study the things and the events which she felt contained material.
And
to that material.
I'll return to the normal playback speed.
By the same author. The Book of Small. The House of All Sorts. Growing Pains. The Heart of a Peacock. Pause. A
That's
sketch.
Normal speed.
Hundreds and thousands.
And I'll reduce the speed.
Publication information. Emily Carr. Kleewick. With a foreword by Ira Dilworth.
And return to normal speed.
Published by Irwin Publishing, Toronto, Canada.
Now that playback is stopped, I can raise and lower these controls again. And with the playback stopped, the Stratus will announce the setting values. For example, if I raise the speed.
Speed 1. Speed 2.
And I can come back to speed 0, normal.
Speed 1. Speed 0.
Let me explain the sleep key. The sleep key is the crescent-shaped key below the number pad, just above the play stop key. I can press it once to announce the time and date.
6:09 p.m. 18 July 2011.
And I can press it multiple times to set a sleep timer.
Sleep 15 minutes. Sleep 30. Sleep 45 minutes. Sleep, 60 minutes. Sleep, custom. Sleep, off.
The sleep off setting actually disables the timer. You can set Stratus to any of those values and it will shut off after the prescribed time. The custom setting lets you type in the exact number of minutes. Now, let's investigate the power of DAISY navigation. DAISY books allow you to navigate the audio in the same manner that you would navigate the structure of the equivalent print book. For example, you can jump in the audio by chapter, section, subsection, page, and so on. In the Stratus, you select the navigation level with the 2 and 8 keys. The 2 key moves up and the 8 key moves down through a circular list of navigation levels available for the book. I will press the 8 key multiple times to move down through the list of navigation levels for this book.
Page. Time jump, 5 minutes. Phrase. Level 1. Level 2. Page.
And we come back around to page. In a similar way, I can press the 8 key and move up through the same levels.
Level 2. Level 1. Phrase. Time jump, 5 minutes.
In DAISY books with limited navigation, perhaps only chapter navigation, or in non-DAISY recorded books, the time jump gives you the ability on the Stratus to move forward or backward in 5-minute increments. You can actually configure this time jump interval to be 1 minute, 5 minute, 10 minutes, or 30 minutes. I'll keep pressing the number 8.
Page. Level 2. Level 1.
In DAISY, level 1 typically means chapter. Now that I've selected level 1, I can move forward a chapter at a time by pressing the number 6 key, which is used like a right arrow.
Forward. Contents. Dedication. 1. Euclulid. The lady missionaries expected.
Now we're at chapter 1. I can press the number 4 key,
Irishman,
left arrow, to back up a chapter at a time.
The steamer. 1. Dedication. Content. Forward. My earliest vivid memories of Emily...
Similarly, if I press the number 8 key and come down to, say, the page level of navigation...
Level 2. Page.
I could move forward a page at a time, just like turning pages in the equivalent print book, by pressing the number 6 key.
Emily Carr was... It was primarily the... As a result, it... But don't take what someone...
And I can come back with the number 4 key. A page
but
at a time.
Take her. As a result, there is in her writing the quality of immediate...
So on the Stratus, the 2 and 8 and 4 and 6 keys work like an up-down, left-right cursor cross. The up and down 2-8 select the navigation level, and the 4 and 6 keys, left and right, move backward or forward at the chosen navigation level. The upper and lower edge of the 2-8 keys are embossed, as are the left and right edges of the 4 and 6 keys, to give the directional clue of up, down, left, and right as you touch them. The center of the cross is called the Where Am I key, key number 5. It has a raised dot and announces the current reading position.
Where am I? 5%. Heading 9.
Forward.
We're at heading number 9 of the book, which is the forward section, and it's 5% of the way through the book. So the cursor cross gives us our sequential navigation, forward or backward, through different elements at a chosen navigation level. What about direct navigation? For this, we use the Go To key to the left of the number pad.
Go to page.
Now I can type in a page number, let's say 23.
2. 3.
And I'll press play.
Sophie's house was bare but clean. It had 3 rooms.
We should now be on page 23. I can press key 5 to confirm.
Where am I? 26%. Page 23. Heading 16.
5. Sophie.
Indeed, we are on page 23, which is now in chapter 5. Now, not all Daisy books have page markers, but if a book does not have page markers, I have another choice. I can press the Go To key twice.
Go to page. Go to heading.
And I can type in a relative heading number from the beginning of the book. In this case, I'll just cancel by pressing the star key to the left of key 0.
Cancelled.
For non-Daisy books, there will be other choices on the Go To key, such as Go To Time for a recorded book, or Go To Percent for a textbook. We can also get more detailed information about the book and the player by pressing the information key, key 0.
Info.
Kleewick by Emily Carr.
130 pages, 31 headings. Total time, 3 hours.
There's quite a number of items, but I can navigate item by item.
130 pages. Total time, 3 hours. Time elapsed, 59. Time remaining, 2. 0. Bookmarks in this book, 43. Books. SD space remaining, 275 megabytes. Battery powered, battery level, 93%. About Victor Reader, version, cancelled.
The remaining items are the version number of the player software, the player model number, and its serial number. Besides moving forward through the items with key 6, I could have come backwards through the items with key 4. And at any time I can press the cancel key to stop the announcements. Besides navigating with the 4 and 6 key, Stratus also has the traditional fast forward and rewind. Let me press and hold the fast forward key.
1 minute.
New baby was near her in a basket cradle.
2 minutes.
Frank, Sophie. Frank.
5 minutes.
Faces look darker. They were laced into.
10 minutes.
And I were coming down the village.
As I held it down, the Stratus jumped in increments of 1 minute, 2 minutes, then 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, and so on. The largest increment is 5 minutes. And it also played a normal speed clip in between those jumps to give me a clue of my position. If I press and hold the rewind key, the similar movement will happen in the reverse direction. If I just do a single tap of the rewind or fast forward, I will jump back 5 seconds or forward 5 seconds. A handy way to just review the last little bit of audio that you've heard. So far, we've just been listening to this one book, Kleewick, which is on my SD card. However, there are other books on the SD card. To find them, we use the Stratus Bookshelf key, number 1.
Bookshelf, Talking Books, 13. Books, 3.
Kleewick, by Emily Carr.
So I have 13 talking books, and the third one is the current one, Emily Carr. To find the other books on this bookshelf, I just move forward title to title along the bookshelf with key number 6.
4.
Journey to Independence.
5.
A Christmas Carol.
Or we can come back with key 4.
4.
Journey.
3.
Kleewick by Emily Carr.
Now, the Daisy Talking Books bookshelf is not my only bookshelf. I can rotate through all the bookshelves by pressing key 1 multiple times.
Other books. 8. Books. Music. 1. Book. All music. Podcasts. 4. Books. Text files. 17. Books. 6. Talking books. 13. Books. 3.
Kleewick by Emily Carr.
And we come back around to talking books. The other books bookshelf we heard had recorded books that were non-Daisy. Similarly, the podcasts bookshelf has recorded books that represent download files of podcasts. The music bookshelf is self-evident, and the text files bookshelf contains text files from my computer that I can listen to with the built-in text-to-speech. If I inserted a CD or a USB flash drive, the books on those additional media would just be added to the Stratus bookshelf, and the Stratus would tell me in front of each title whether it was on the USB, the CD, or the SD. If you're ambitious, you can even structure the bookshelf folders to give you multi-level bookshelves. For example, in talking books, maybe you want to categorize all your books by fiction and nonfiction. And maybe within fiction, you want to subcategorize by adventure, mystery, suspense. This is all optional, but if you need this kind of categorization, the Stratus will take advantage of it, and you can move up and down between the levels of your bookshelves using the 2 and 8 keys, and then move along each level with the 4 and 6 keys. While I'm browsing the bookshelf, I could also press key number 3 to delete a book from my SD card. Incidentally, there's another cool function associated with key number 3. It is the book copy function. If you're playing a Daisy book on CD or a Daisy book on the USB thumb drive, you can copy that book from the USB or from the CD to the SD simply by pressing key number 3 while the book is playing. Let's exit the bookshelf now and return to this Kleewick book. I'll press the play key.
We met an Indian woman.
And we're back in the book. This book is the most powerful type of Daisy book, because it has the text of the book synchronized with the recorded audio. Key 9 is the toggle between playing the recorded or the text portions of the book. Let me press key 9.
Text-to-speech audio.
Now we're in the text portion of the book. I'll press the play key.
As Sophie and I were coming down the village street, we met an Indian woman whom I did not know. She nodded to Sophie, looked at me, and half paused.
We hear the same passage of audio, but now with the text-to-speech voice. Now that we're in text mode, let me press key 8 and show you that we have some additional navigation levels available to us.
Page, phrase, line, sentence, word, spell, character.
Have you ever listened to a recorded book and wondered about a certain word? Maybe you wanted to spell that word to clarify what it means? On Stratus, we have the spell navigation level. If I select spell.
Spell.
Paused. P-A-U-S-E-D.
Now I can move forward or backward a word at a time, and Stratus will spell each word as I move.
Paused. Sophie's. S-O-P-H-I-E. Single quote. S. Mouth. M-O-U-T-H.
When playing text, there's also an addition to the Go To key.
Go to page. Go to heading. Search.
The number pad is now available for typing a search phrase, just like texting on a phone. This book is about Emily Carr, so let me type in the word Emily.
E. M. I. L. Y.
Don't worry if you're new to texting. Stratus can help you learn the text pad. For example, if I press the sleep key,
key describer on.
Now Stratus will tell me the letters mapped to each key. For example, I'll press 2.
A, B, C, 2.
And I'll press 3.
D, E, F, 3.
And so on. If you make a mistake, just press rewind.
Backspace.
It will backspace over your wrong letter. You can also press fast forward to verify what you have typed. Let me press sleep again to switch off the describer.
Key describer off.
And I will press the fast forward to confirm that I've properly typed Emily.
Emily. E-M-I-L-Y.
Let me press confirm now to start the search.
End of book.
The names of his 7 other children were written. He editors, Richard and Emily.
So Stratus searched forward to the end of the book, and then it wrapped around and found the first occurrence of Emily and read out the line containing that word to me. Now also, a search level has been added to the navigation levels, and Stratus has selected this search level automatically for me, meaning that I can move forward to the next occurrence of Emily simply by pressing the 6 key.
Emily Carr, Growing Pains. The art of Emily Carr is exactly the same. Emily Carr was Kliwik, Laughing One, to the Indians of British Columbia.
Similarly, I could move backward and find the previous occurrence of Emily by pressing number 4. Now let's say I want to continue listening to the recorded audio from this point. I just press key 9 to switch back to recorded.
Recorded audio.
And press play.
Emily Carr was Kliwik, Laughing One, to the Indians of British Columbia.
By the way, CNIB, who produced this book, has synchronized the audio and the text portions of the book at the paragraph level, meaning that when I press key 9 to switch between the recorded audio and the text portions of the book, I will always be in the same paragraph. The precision of this recorded audio and text synchronization may vary from book to book. We have covered nearly all of the keys of the Stratus, except key 7 and the bookmark key. Key 7 is the Stratus menu key to configure different options of the player. You press it multiple times for each menu.
Menu. Navigation and playback. Loop. Disable. Skip. All. Language. Text-to-speech voice.
And you can exit the menu at any time by pressing the cancel.
Leaving menu.
The bookmark key, just below the go-to key, can be pressed multiple times to support the Stratus bookmark function.
Go to bookmark. Insert bookmark. Start highlight bookmark. Bookmark list. Remove bookmark. Go to bookmark.
So you insert bookmarks, you can go back to previously marked bookmarks. You can have not only a simple bookmark, but a highlight bookmark, which lets you mark the start and end of a passage. And of course, you can remove bookmarks. A concluding note on the Stratus built-in help feature. We noted that key 1 is the bookshelf key. You press it multiple times to rotate through the bookshelves. But you can also press and hold key number 1 to enter the Stratus built-in user guide. The user guide is itself a Daisy book, which you can navigate and search. It's available anytime just by pressing and holding key 1. You also exit the user guide by pressing and holding key 1 again. Also, you can press and hold key 0 to access the built-in Stratus key describer.
Key describer on.
Now, all the keys will announce their function.
Bookshelf, 1. Scroll up, 2. Delete, 3.
And so on. Just press and hold key 0 again to exit the describer.
Key describer off.
This concludes the Stratus 12M introduction.